This is Diane Hillary from Atlanta Center for Self-Compassion, and this meditation is to guide you through a moment of frustration or exhaustion in a caregiving situation. It's called Compassion with Equanimity from the Mindful Self-Compassion curriculum. So I invite you to find a comfortable position and take a few deep breaths to settle into your body and into the present moment. And if you like, you can put a hand over your heart or wherever it's comforting and soothing, as a reminder that we're bringing affectionate awareness to our experience and to ourselves in this moment. And now I invite you to bring to mind a caregiving situation where you might be feeling burnt out, exhausted, frustrated, or just experiencing any kind of suffering. Someone whom you care about is suffering, and it's bringing up suffering for you. As you begin to practice with this exercise, choose someone who is not your child, as this can be a more complicated dynamic. Visualize the person and the caregiving situation clearly in your mind. See if you can feel in your body where these emotions are sitting. Perhaps even placing your hand in one of those spots where you feel the exhaustion or the frustration. Maybe it's in your chest, in your jaw, your shoulders, or your belly, just offering a bit of comfort to that spot. And now, as you hold this situation in your mind and you feel these sensations in your body, listening carefully to these words and letting them gently roll through your mind. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear. Yet I may still try to help if I can. Aware of the stress you're carrying in your body, inhale fully and deeply, drawing compassion inside your body and filling every cell of your body with compassion. perhaps letting yourself be soothed by inhaling deeply and by giving yourself the compassion that you need. And as you exhale, sending out compassion to the person who is associated with your discomfort. So that perhaps you find yourself breathing compassion in for you and out for this other person. Allowing your body to gradually find a natural breathing rhythm. Just letting your body breathe itself. One for me, one for you. In for me, out for you. Occasionally scanning your inner landscape for any distress and responding by inhaling compassion for yourself and exhaling compassion for others. You might find that you or this other person needs extra compassion. Feel free to direct your breath in that direction. Just noticing what you need and breathing in and out. Perhaps noticing the rhythm of the breath as a place that you can be held and return home to. This rocking rhythm that's always there. letting yourself float on an ocean of compassion. A limitless ocean that embraces all suffering. And listening to these words once again. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. Continuing to breathe in the compassion and kindness and support that you're needing, and breathing out that loving energy for the other, this person that you care for. Perhaps feeling yourself with a little more space in this caregiving situation, feeling you both held by this limitless ocean of compassion. And now letting go of the practice and gently resting in your own experience, letting yourself feel whatever you're feeling and be just as you are. And gently opening your eyes when you're ready. Thank you for practicing with me today.